What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. What's up, you guys? This is Micah, and we are back for episode number 9. And today we're going to dive into something that I've been getting a ton of questions about since last week's episode aired. So I talked about how in the morning I put my AirPods in and I listen to my vision on loop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 minutes. I got so many questions. What are you saying? What does this look like? How do you even start to create a vision? Why is this important? All of these things. And so today I'm just going to kind of dig into those. I want to really explain this because this has been something that has been such a positive driver in my life. And I think it's kind of something that lots of people don't talk about and lots of people don't put into practice. And I can promise you that once you do, you are going to see massive shifts in your life, how you show up, how you feel, and all the things that are, that are just going to really help you take your life to the next level. So let's just jump right in. One of the things that I got a few different people struggling with was the fact that when you start to think about what you want and start to think about what you want for your future and really start the process of creating your vision, you get feelings of selfishness and you think, who are you to have the things that you want when so many people don't even have the things that they need? And so I totally get this because I struggled with this for a while thinking, well, we're taken care of. We're very, like, we have all of the essentials and we have some of the things that we want. So how do I then want more? And who am I to want more? And so what helped me more than anything was really tying a reason and a clear purpose behind the desires that I had. And so what I mean by this is, for example, if something that you want more of is income, what are you going to do with the additional income? And why are you going to do it? And if you can get clear on those things, it will help you identify your heart. It'll help you identify just your purpose because you'll start to see, okay, well, I want more income so that I can provide for my family, right? I want more income so that I can create a better future for my kids. I want more income so that I can give to charities and have more abundancy coming in so that you can do more good. And how can you feel bad about that? If more good people in the world had more income to do good with, I promise you, we would be a lot better off. So if you're struggling with things like that, really just try and identify and tie a purpose to it. One of the things that really helped me as far as business goes we got to a place in our business where we were doing really, really good financially. And that's where I kind of hit a wall and I'm like, okay, so I can't just stay here. Like I need to create kind of my next chapter. What am I going for? What do I want? And that's where I ran into this a little bit. Like, well, I don't really want to identify another income goal because we don't need more. We don't, like, we have the things that are taking care of us. We have plenty. And I did get stuck in that feeling of like feeling selfish to want more. But then what I really understood was one of the things I want most when it comes to my business and mentoring my coaches is I want my coaches to have what we've created. I want them to experience time and financial freedom. I want them to experience that sense of peace when it comes to their bank account. I want them to experience what it feels like to be able to give. And in order for me to show up for them the best that I can and help them get what they want, naturally, that would mean that our income would grow. Because in order for their income to grow, I would have to be doing what I need to do. And that's just a natural process of it all. So by me setting a bigger income goal and like helping me push myself to the next level, it allowed me to tie purpose to it because I knew what that income goal meant for my coaches' lives and what that would mean. Because if I reached a certain goal, they would reach a certain goal. And that was like, okay, game on. And at that point, it completely got rid of the fact that, oh, well, I feel selfish for pushing for this next income goal because it allowed us to do more good. And that was just one example. Like, obviously, we have all of these other things we want to do with it. So really just identifying what you're going to do with it once it comes in. And if you have a pure heart, which most of you do, you're going to do good. You're going to be able to do more good. And there's no reason you should feel selfish for that. Okay. The next thing that I want you to just think about is if you're a person of faith, you'll probably recognize the scripture, men are that they might have joy. We are literally here on earth to have joy, to feel joyful. And so the desires on our heart, those are there for a reason. And we're all so different. So really identifying when in your life do you feel the most joyful? And knowing that is part of your purpose. That is part of why you're here on earth. So you shouldn't feel guilty then about wanting to do more of the things that bring you joy. One of the things that brings me so much joy is obviously my family and specifically quality time with my family, creating memories, creating moments, and really doing those things that I love. And so one of the things that I desired from an early age was to have a cabin. I wanted to have a cabin. And this came from my childhood because my grandma had a cabin and all of my family would go there on some of the weekends. And my dad comes from a family with 11 kids. So when people would go to the cabin, it was like aunts, uncles, all of the cousins, grandma, grandpa, and it was just the best. I have so many incredible childhood memories from those weekends at the cabin. And so from an early age, I was like, this is something I want. And the reason that I wanted the cabin wasn't just to have a cabin and whatever. It was to create those memories. It was to create those moments. It was to have a space where I could then recreate so many of those childhood memories with my kids and with my grandkids. And so as I got married and as we started to build our life and do all the things that we wanted to do, one of the things that I always wanted was a cabin. And I shared this with my husband and I shared why I wanted it. And for a second, I was like, well, we don't really need a cabin. We can just go on vacation, or we don't really need a cabin. We can create memories here. But it was like, it was always tugging on my heart. And so finally I just had to be like, I want it. I'm going to get it. And that became a part of my vision. It became a part of what we were going to create, what I was going to work hard for. And last August, we got our cabin We've been there as many weekends as we can since then with family, with friends, and it is worth it. Every single time we go there, I open the door, I walk in, and I seriously get goosebumps talking about it because every single time it's the same. I get this overwhelming feeling of joy. And I'm like, this is why I wanted it. I want to create these moments. And it's just so powerful. And I don't think I would have gotten it if I wasn't just really adamant about this is important to me. This is what I'm going to work hard for. Because we could have gotten complacent with life a long time ago. We had our means met years ago. But if I wasn't really clear on what my heart wanted, and then also why I wanted those things, I would have probably stopped working so hard. I would have probably gotten a little comfy and just coasted. And I feel like that's a dangerous place to be because we're either growing or we're dying. And if you think about that, we're here on this earth to grow. And I'm super passionate about that. I talk about it all the time. We're here to grow. We're here to evolve. We're here to become. And going after the things we desire is going to allow us to stay focused and to stay intentional and to stay moving towards the things that are going to bring us joy. Taking a quick TV time out to make sure that you guys know that I have some free goodies for you. So as a listener, I just want to show my appreciation and thank you so much for showing up weekly to hear from the guests that we have, to take just all of these nuggets away and apply them into your life. I want to celebrate you. And in order to do that, I also want to make sure that you're getting value that is relevant to where you're at in your life. So in order to get the freebies, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/DYC for do your crap. MicahFolsomFit.com/DYC. And you can put in your email there and get access to the goodies. You will get a 50% off promo code to any of my mini workshops. And you will also get a freebie depending on what you want, whether you're a mom that wants to experience more joy in life, that needs help on her health journey, wants tips and nuggets and value and motivation, whether you're a business owner that's trying to work through some mindset stuff and feel confident in what you have and how you want to serve, or whether you're in the network marketing space and you really want to gain confidence around recruiting, around onboarding, around mentoring your team, I have a free goodie for you. So make sure you go to that link, grab it. And that will also get you access to my weekly emails where I send inspiration, motivation, nuggets, value, things that I'm learning, things that I'm teaching. And I just want to be that voice in your back pocket that on the weeks that are hard, on the weeks that you're just not feeling it, maybe that email pops through and you go, okay, thanks, Micah. I got this. Thanks for the reminder. That is what my weekly emails are for, because we all need that positive voice that we should carry around with us everywhere. So go get on the list, go grab your freebie, and let's get back to the show. So if you're struggling with feeling selfish, take some time to just self-reflect. Take some time to dig in and to really get to know yourself, get to know your heart, get to know the things that you want. Because I know that it's really common for us to push those things off, push those things out of our heads because we feel that sense of, well, that's selfish. I don't need that. I think this is something that moms struggle with a lot. Oh, I don't need that. Let me get something for the kids. Let me do something for my family. And we're like the last on the list. But if you are always last on the list and you're not getting just centered with what your heart desires, you are going to be left empty. And that is not a good feeling. So what I want you to do is I want you to literally put this in practice. I want you to get out a notebook. I want you to brain dump. I want you to just list out all of the things that you want. Don't judge your thoughts. Don't question yourself. Don't let yourself even go there with, oh, but I don't need it. Oh, but that's silly. Why do I even want that? I don't care why you want it. You want it. So put it on the list. And what I did as I was creating my vision is I went through this huge list of the things that I desired. And then I started to group them into sections. And this is the thing that I talked about when I said I read my vision and I section it out with personal, family, health, business, income, impact. I section it, my faith. And then what I did, it was, that's how I created the vision part. So I got some questions that was like, well, where do I even begin? How do I do this? This is how you do it. You brain dump the things that you want, the things that you desire. And I thought of it more of like a 5-year. So I like to think in terms, obviously you have like a big picture vision that's like super long-term, but for my actual vision that I'm listening to every single morning, it's 5 years in advance. What do I want for my family? What do I want for my faith? What do I want for my personal life, my health, my income, my business, my impact? What do I want for those things? Where am I at 5 years from now? And so I brain dumped all of the things. And then that's when I went and kind of grouped them into sections. And I just went and I initialed them. P was personal. F was faith. Well, I guess family would be faith too. I don't remember how I did it, but I identified each section. And then I just put those into paragraphs. And when you're putting it into the paragraph and you're writing it out, it's no longer just a list. When you're writing it out, you want to include descriptive words. You want to include emotion behind it. You want to include how it feels to be there, how it feels to have those things, how it feels to be doing what is on your heart and what you love and what you're passionate about, how it feels to be living the life that you literally dream of. And you want to use such descriptive words that it puts you in that place and you can literally be there, even if you haven't created it yet. And the more descriptive you are, the more emotionally connected you can get to it. And that's where the power lies. That's where the power lies, because subconsciously, that is what drives us. Is if we can get emotionally connected to something, we will literally, it's like magnetic, and it's so powerful. You literally start to become the person it takes to create that, to create those things. And I've seen this time and time again in my life. I'm like, oh my heavens, I feel the shift. I see it in my daily behaviors. I see it in my actions. And you will then align yourself with what it takes to create that. So brain dump, sort it out, write it out with descriptive words and emotion, and then record it. And this is so powerful, you guys, because hearing your own voice in your head every single morning or night, whenever you listen to it, is just, it's just the coolest thing. And I know it's like weird to listen to your voice. Every single time I listen to one of my podcasts for a second, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. I swear that's not what I sound like, but I guess it is. So just get over the fact that you don't like your voice, whatever. You need to hear you in your head, the place that you want to be, because that's when you'll start to actually believe it. And the more you listen to it, the more the doubts, the more the fears, the more the limiting beliefs, they start to dissipate and they start to just erase, because you're getting filled with so much positivity and so much repetition behind the things that you desire. And you start to just believe it. And this is where you're like, if you've never done this, you're like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I don't know how that can be real. You really do. You start to just really believe what you want, and you start to actually think it's possible for you. And that's where the power is, because as soon as you have that belief, you then start to match your behaviors to it. Because if you let self-doubt and fear run your life, that's what stops action more than anything else. If you can build your belief in yourself, nothing can stand in your way. Nothing can stand in your way, because if you believe that you're capable, you'll find a way. You don't need to know the how, you'll find a way, because you just believe that it's possible. So that's where it's really important for the repetition part. You can't just create this and then call it good. Like, yeah, I created my vision. Awesome. And put it under your bed and never read it again. Listen to it every single day. Listen to it every single night. Like, the more that you can listen to it, the more it's going to ingrain literally within your soul, and it will drive your actions and your behavior and your being. So it's really cool. Another idea, I learned this at the Bob Proctor event. It was actually Bob's son. And he was explaining how he hates his voice. And it was really hard for him to listen to himself. So what he did in order to get around that was he had his wife, he wrote up his vision, and then he had his wife read it and record it. And he said that was so powerful because the more that he heard his wife saying those words, it just fueled his fire. It just fueled his passion and his desire to actually work towards making those things their reality. And I got to thinking, I'm like, how many, especially as women entrepreneurs, how many women struggle? I did an entire episode on mom guilt. How many women struggle with feeling like their kids aren't getting enough or their kids this? And I'm like, how cool would it be to have, if you have a child that's old enough to read, how cool would it be to write it out and have your child read it in their perspective? Like, mom is creating this for our family. Mom is creating this and we are living this life and I feel a certain way and blah, 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 whatever it is. But like, how cool would that be to hear that in your head every single morning, even if it was just like a quick one? It doesn't even have to be your whole vision. Just a quick paragraph of your children talking about how proud they are of you, how grateful they are for everything that you do for the family, for the hard work that you're putting in to create this life for them and the memories that they're cherishing and just how proud they are. Like, how much would that fuel you on the days that you just don't feel like showing up to do your work or whatever? How much would that fuel you to get stuff done and to continue to move towards the desires on your heart, to the life you want to create for your kids? Oh my gosh, that is just so cool to think about. I haven't done that, but I also have like gotten past the mom guilt stuff. So I think if you're struggling with that, that could be really powerful for you. But after talking about it, I kind of want to go have my kids like write up a little thing and have them read it, because I just think it'd be really powerful to hear anyways. So I'm going to have to do that too. I'm doing homework right along with you guys. So homework, I don't want to make this too long. I want you guys to put this into action. I have seen it completely transform my life. I know it's real. I know it's powerful. Just start small. If you don't know where to begin, start with the brain dump, categorize it out, write it out then in paragraph form with descriptive words and emotion. And then I use, like I said on the other episode, I use the ThinkUp app and I record each paragraph as an affirmation. And then every morning it's just on loop. You guys, this is powerful. It is real. I want you guys to put it in play. And when you do, I want you to message me and I want to hear about how it's starting to shift your thoughts, your behaviors, your life. I know that it will. So if you feel like someone would benefit from hearing this, if you feel like someone would benefit from incorporating this into their life, make sure you send them this episode. I am so grateful for all of you guys that are sharing these episodes in your Instagram stories. Every single time I hear it with like a little takeaway, or when you screen record the snippet of what really spoke to you, I love hearing those things. You guys are seriously the best. So keep doing that. You guys are amazing and make it a good week. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.
When
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.